Number one, sinful nature among us. Number two, stormy life. Number three, the power within. I will talk about it one by one. Number one, sinful nature. Do you know one of the biggest sinful nature of humanity is? Especially among men. The answer is simple. Hiding. Right? Especially among men. When you look at the Bible, you see Genesis chapter 3 verse 9. You can turn it by yourself. God asked Adam, where are you? After he sinned against God. Genesis chapter 4 verse 9. Where is your brother? Cain said, I don't know. Where? I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Joshua chapter 7 verse 19. Tell me what you have done. Do not hide from me. Do you remember the battle of hell? The Achan. Also, in 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 9, there he went into a cave and spent the night. Elijah, even a great man. Mark chapter 14 verse 68, he denied it. Peter, he denied the Lord. I believe as a man we have a big tendency of hiding, especially when we did something wrong. But do we remember the following scripture? Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 24. Can anyone hide in secret place so that I cannot see him? Declares the Lord. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Declares the Lord. I think QT helps us stop hiding from God. QT helps us open up our life to God and let our God to discipline us by His word. So this is the one of the major reasons why we need to have a QT every morning. The second reason, stormy life. My Christian life passed through the following stages. Campus, single, married with kids. Some people said campus and single are easy. I don't think so. No matter what status you are, your life is full of storm. Especially after you become a father and after you getting older and older. I think no one will against my thought, right? Your life is full of storm. Psalms writer wrote many scripture about QT. Since we're living in a stormy life, we need to focus on his command. Psalm 119 verse 6. Then I will not be put to shame while I consider all your commands. And Psalm 119 verse 15. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. Any of you heard this movie, The Finest Hour? This is a movie released in 2016. This movie is a true story about US Coast Guard. They concluded this as a one of the toughest rescue mission in all time. After they rescued the crew, the Coast Guard tried to bring them back to the shore, but they lost their compass. The storm was terrible. The radio was broken. They desperately need some guidance. So the people on the shore decided to turn on the headlight of their car, parked it one by one. Those headlights become a light for their path. And they finally get back to the shore near the Boston. I believe Bible has this power too. Just like these words, Psalm 119 verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. So if you think you are living in a stormy life, you need QT every morning, because your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The last reason. The power within. 90% of what we struggle with, deal with, and face could totally be eliminated if we just train ourselves to be godly. This is my motto, I believe. Even though sometimes people come to me and ask for marriage counseling, ask for a session of marriage counseling, I told them, you should go read your Bible for 1 week and then you come back. But they are not in urgent case, right? If urgent case, I will talk to them face to face immediately. But normally, if this is not an urgent case, I instruct them to read Bible for 1 week, each the husband and wife. Remember this scripture. In Exodus 16, manna is a lesson not only for Israelite. It is a lesson for us today too. This is not by accident. I believe God allowed Israel weather year after year. Learning come to depend on the manna daily until they came to a land that was settled. You may want to know where is our land that was settled. I believe it's heaven. So if you're not in heaven yet, then please have a QT every morning. Israelites have to collect manna in the morning, every morning, except Sunday. They are only gathered enough for 1 day. So I believe maybe your conviction only can stand for 1 day. So you need every day, you need to have a different conviction. So after we talk about why we need to have QT, then I want to share some reason, some things about how. First, do it in the morning. Why? I still remember when I was a single, I worked for Dow Jones. Do you guys know Dow Jones? Dow Jones Index, right? You know the Dow Jones Index. Dow Jones is a company which published different kind of reports about finance. I still remember we had meeting every morning before work. Everyone needed to be prepared. We have to read our competitors' portal before we step into the meeting room. We need to equip ourselves before we step into the battle. This is the reason why we need to have meeting, daily meeting. So if you decided to walk out to the world, I mean the kingdom of Satan, and not yet set your mind on things about, you are in trouble. Definitely in trouble. So do it in the morning, it's not easy. So I will ask you guys to think about your sleeping pattern. Do you guys lay light sleep without reason? Just doing nothing and just don't want to sleep? You need to have a regular sleeping pattern. I normally wake up at 6:45 every day. I believe once you decided to do for 2 weeks, or even 1 week, then it will become your habit. Your habit is very important. So building a habit is very important. So I suggest you guys don't sleep too late. Then wake up a little bit early. So even though I go to conference now, some people say, hey, you can sleep longer, but I still wake up at 6:45. Because it's already building a habit. Also, I will give you some suggestions. 3 QT topics for you. Number 1, character study. What is character study? You can study. Second is a topical study. Third is study whole book in the Bible.
Character study.
Doesn't matter. Character study. You can study Moses. There are so many characters you can study during your QT. Topical study. I suggest you can have some topic like pride, humility, marriage, love, parenting. You can study all kinds of topics. Or study whole books. If you want to know more about wisdom, you can read Proverbs. If you want to know about suffering, you can read Job. For leadership, you can read Judges. What you need to have. Before you starting your QT, normally we read the Bible first, then we pray, right? I suggest you pray briefly about the study that you're going to embark on. Pray for the Holy Spirit speak to you. Pray for insight. Pray for gaining conviction. Don't be hurried. No need to be rushed. Slow down a bit and digest it. Even though the day you only can read one verse, if you can find good conviction, it's okay. Don't be hurried. Read repeatedly. Sometimes I think we just pass through some scripture and without understanding, but I do suggest you guys, if you don't understand it, read repeatedly. Use the internet to bring up more translation. You know there is a website, www.biblestudytools.com, can bring up more than 25 translations for you. Notebook ready. I normally have my notebook beside me. Highlighter. A bigger Bible. Why? Because too small will make you sleep. If you read the Bible, the form is very small, then it will make you sleep very easily. And most important, don't do it on the bed. Because we normally, when we wake up, we need to have a QT in the morning, then grab your Bible, then your wife is beside you, and then you read on the bed, then unfortunately, you will fall asleep again. Read it loud, if possible. Also, I have some suggestions for you guys. Questions for yourself. When you read your Bible, these are the questions you need to answer by yourself. The first question is there a sin for me to avoid? The second question is there an example for me to follow? Third question, is there a commandment for me to obey? Fourth question, how does this particular passage want to teach me about God or about Christ? Fifth one, is there a promise for me to keep? Number six, what passage relevant to me so I can pray about it? Number seven, is there something difficult to me which I need to look further? Something that I don't understand. This is the seven questions you need to write down, or I don't know. It's for you to, when you read your Bible, you have to prepare to answer these four questions. I give you guys an example immediately. Let's go through an example in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You can turn there, but you don't have to read it. I have a table for myself, question, answer, scripture. First question, sin, avoid.
The first question,
the first question is there a sin for me to avoid? Right.
So,
when I read the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I find verse 11, it's the Bible that cause quarrel among you. I need to avoid that. I need to avoid no one may bounce before him in verse 29.
Then I write down.
Example to follow. Verse
3.
The Bible said, even Paul wants to rebuild, but he starts with a thankful and encouraging statement. He wants to rebuild those people in Corinthians, but he starts with a thankful and encouraging statement. Sometimes we want to rebuild our body, but we rebuild immediately, right away. We never say some thankful things or encouraging statement. Commandment, need to obey. In verse 10, First Corinthians chapter 1 said,
no
division
among
you and your brother.
Verse 31,
let him who boast in the law. These are the commands I need to obey in this chapter. Also, passage to teach me. In verse 12 to 13, basically the First Corinthians chapter 1 teach about unity among brotherhood is very important. Preach Christ's crucifixion, not with human wisdom. God chose me not because I have a lot of wisdom. These are the answer for those questions. Also, what promise to keep? In verse 4, I find there's a grace from God. In verse 5, I find the Bible said, in Him you have been enriched in every way, speaking or knowledge. Pray about it. Verse 26, evangelize. Because the whole chapter is about evangelize. I can find this. Thanks God for saving me. And also, we can search righteousness, holiness, wisdom from Christ continuously. These are talk about, the chapter 1 is talked about in verse 26. Also, the last question, look further. The passage also about church division. So, you can look further, other topic is, can I find something about church division in other sources? Or the Bible talks about a stumbling block to Jews. What is it? I want to know why. Then you have to take your time to go find out in other sources. So normally when I QT, I answer these 7 questions. So you can answer these 7 questions by yourself. Then I believe you will start having a great QT in the morning. Lastly, don't use phone app. This is not manner. This may be a snack for you while you are having a ride in the bus or something, right? But I don't think you can live by snack alone. No one can live his life by eating Kit Kat alone, right? So you need to use your Bible. Don't use phone app. I never use phone app for QT. Last scripture I want to say. Final scripture. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5, you can go back and read it. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What that mean? In this scripture, it's talk about an eagle who renew his life. Because a normal eagle, once they turn to 30 years old, they're getting old, they can't fly, they can't catch, they can't eat because the nose, their mouth, turn bad, so they have to find a very high, the highest mountain amongst all. Then they need to hit the rock to make sure their mouth getting shaped again, and they need to pull out their feather, even though it's painful, but they need to pull out their feather so he can fly again. So I believe, even though no matter how old spiritual you are, if you're willing to having a great guilty in the morning, I believe you will renew like the eagle. That is what I want to share about. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Jason. You gave so many practical examples, you know, and that if you slow down your Bible study, you discipline your life, and you have a methodical approach to your quiet time, you can actually gain so much from your quiet time. If you feel your quiet time is dry and you have nothing else to learn from the Bible, you have to be wrong. You must convince yourself you're wrong, and you got to change some things about it. Maybe slow down your quiet time and have a correct method to it. I cannot give you more practicals, so I'm going to share with you something that is a little bit more different from a different point of view. Okay,
come on.
My name is Matthew. I'm from Singapore. I'm the one who wrote your quiet time for the book of Matthew. I think the
battery is
low, is it? Is the battery low? It comes and goes. Is it because of the battery? No?
Okay. The battery is
Oh.
The mic.
The mic.
If I talk like this without the mic, is it okay?
Okay.
Yeah, all right, come on. All right.